DHS secretary meets with family members of victims of illegal immigrant violence in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen on June 13 touted his recent visit to Los Angeles to meet with families who have lost loved ones to violence perpetrated by illegal immigrants. "This is our why." Yesterday, at SEC, Mullen DHS visited with Angel families in California. The Department of Homeland Security posted on X, "Their stories are a solemn reminder of why we continue to remove the worst of the worst from our nation. Angel families will always have the support of at POTUS Trump." Mullen and his wife Christy met with several California families on June 12 at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in downtown Los Angeles. Among those speaking at the meeting was 73-year-old Don Rosenberg of Westlake Village, who decried the 2010 death of his 25-year-old son Drew Rosenberg, who he said was struck by a vehicle driven by a Honduran national living in the country illegally and without a driver's license. "Had he been arrested and deported, my son would be alive," Rosenberg told the California Post. "I don't care if they haven't committed a crime, if they're here illegally, deport them all." The secretary also criticized local and state Democrats for allegedly opposing efforts to flag criminals for deportation. "They aren't allowing detainers to be served on criminals," Mullen told the Post. "These are individuals that have been convicted of a crime, and they're being released from state prisons or state jails. It's shameful. I actually think it's criminal. What separates us from a third world country is we're a nation of laws," he added. "You have these radical left extreme Democrats that are trying to destroy the system." Representatives for Governor Gavin Newsom's office did not immediately reply to a request for comment on June 13. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who has frequently criticized the presence of ICE in Los Angeles since the Trump administration began its crackdown in June 2025, pushed back against Mullen's narrative. "My heart is with the families who have lost loved ones to violence. They deserve justice, and people who commit crimes must be held accountable," Bass told City News Service in a statement. "These tragedies cannot be blamed on entire communities or hardworking families. As ICE continues to terrorize Los Angeles, my focus will remain on keeping Angelenos safe and supporting all of our communities," she added.